Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and with me today I have a very good friend, Georgian Banov. And Georgian, you are not only very prophetic, in fact, I think that you truly carry prophetic authority like a prophet, but you're also what we call an apostle of joy. You are actually known worldwide as being an apostle of joy because you're so happy.
Yeah,
happy. And you and your wife, Winnie, have been really touched by the joy of the Lord. Yes. And on today's program, we're going to be sharing on the subject of heaven on earth. Because it's God's desire. And in Matthew chapter 6, we're taught to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth, here on the earth, as it is in heaven. So share your thoughts on that.
Well, when Jesus came, he was the first, it was God, of course, in human body. And he established in one human body heaven on earth because he was perfect. It was perfect righteousness, perfect love, mind, thoughts, emotion, action. Everything was absolutely perfect. It's truly. And so he established existence, heaven on earth, inside a human body. You know, since the first Adam fell, God couldn't put himself into human beings. So Now he's longing for that. And so through Jesus, he established that. And then Jesus says, wait until as soon as I get glorified, put on the cross, I'll enable and empower you to make my spirit to come in you as you honor what I did on the cross, which is to empty, to destroy the authority of the enemy. Wow. Enemy can no longer, like Jesus says, the enemy has nothing in me. And that's the first human being can say, the enemy has nothing. Cancer cannot touch me. Evil cannot touch me.
The prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me.
Nothing in me.
It's really interesting as you were sharing, because Jesus, who is God, who came in the flesh into the earth, he is now in us. So heaven literally lives inside of us.
And he says, not only will be inside you, but it will come out of you.
Yes.
He says that my spirit, me, actually, my spirit will come inside you through your umbilical cord, through being born again, through being connected, through love, faith, relationship. It'll be established. And so through you now, I'm going to give it to the world. I'll use you as a giving heaven to others.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Now, let's talk about heaven, because the nature of heaven is so... Well, it's ecstasy, isn't it?
You know,
it's just like it's full of joy, because in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. It's full of love. The atmosphere of heaven is love. There's no sickness, no pain, no weeping, no death, you know, no poverty.
No poverty.
That's what heaven is like. Now, your message that you're carrying, and of course is the gospel, is that we can live in that realm while we're in the earth. Is that true?
Absolutely. And you know, coming from me, I'm originally born in a communist country, no dad, a broken family. My mom raised me, single mom. And so never had a dad come and say hello to me or establish. So I had massive voids. So when I came to the Lord and came to America and got witnessed by Christians and I received Jesus, and then the Lord showed up and says, I want to be your daddy. And I'm going, what do I do? You know, and he says, that you always want to do something, but there's nothing you can do to be a son.
Right.
And so he says, just if you want to do something, hug me. So I lifted my hand and he gave me a hug and squeezed every lack and every fear and insecurity. I never forget that moment of complete absence under the Father's hug. And I also knew that that moment I experienced his love. And I knew that I cannot do nothing to increase it or decrease it. It was just an amazing moment.
It was perfect love.
And that touched me deeply. Not that fear had not tried to come, but I know what's it.
Right,
to be
in the core.
In the core of your being.
You carry that to this very day and always will.
Always will.
Now, that's a really great example of heaven to earth, because in the earthly realm, you know, Jesus said in the world you'll have tribulation. Mm-hmm. So in that realm, there's tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Yeah. So there you were living in the deficits that living in planet Earth with absence of father or the different, you know, pain issues that took place in your life. All that was playing a toll on your life. So you were experiencing the earthly realm.
Yes.
But then heaven invaded that realm.
Invaded.
Then God himself came in. And that love that you felt was the love of God who is in heaven, our Father who is in heaven. He came in and surrounded you and filled you.
Yes.
And now your life is transformed because of an invasion of heaven. Now, is this for everyone?
It's for everyone who would believe, that who would receive what Jesus did, because Jesus paid the price for that to happen. We could not make ourselves filled with God or filled with anything. Ourselves, we are unable to, but Jesus empowered and made it happen. His death secures that the enemy can no longer have legal authority over you. So upon just receiving that Jesus died for you, you're receiving the fullness of what he died for, which is to get inside you and to get death out of you. Death, you know, the poverty, the depression, the discouragement, everything that's the cause of death.
Because there's no death in heaven.
There's
it's
no
only
death.
Life.
It's only life.
You know, I'm just getting a word right now for one of our viewers is that you have been suffering. You have been in turmoil inside with similar issues that Georgina has been talking about. You were fatherless. You know, you had pain in your early childhood. You felt abandonment issues. You have that void on the inside of you right now. But after hearing his testimony, you're wondering, is there hope for me? And the thing is, God wants to invade your life with his love and life too. Just say, please, Lord, I accept that. I receive that. And you just turned on this program at the most perfect time because this was prepared for you. Just call on the name of Jesus right now. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Be my God. Oh, wow. I just sense that you're feeling heaven's love all over you at this moment. So just enjoy that because Jesus comes in. He cleanses us from sin. He gives us new life. And heaven, the atmosphere of heaven, comes and lives in the deepest part of our being. Hallelujah.
And also, I feel like somebody watching is from a Muslim faith and says, what about me? I'm a Muslim. Well, he died for you too. And you could just receive Yeshua. It's in the Quran, it's Isa. And he's a healer, but he's more than a healer. He knows you by name. And he said, just right now, receive Isa. Receive me by my name, and I will be your Lord and your Savior. I died for you too. Somebody also is very wealthy, very rich, and sometimes something had happened that maybe some religious people made you feel like money are wrong and you are wrong because you're rich. But God says, no, I love you, and I wanna save you just as much. I've paid in full price to save you. And he will use your blessings and your riches for bless him and bless his people. But it's for you too. And then somebody says, I am absolutely so poor and I don't have any value. And God goes, I send my son because I value that much.
Amen.
So it's for you too. It's for really everyone.
That is so good. Now, Georgie, and you and Winnie, you take teams out all over the world,
into
like garbage dumps, for
garbage
example.
Dump.
Now, I know that you go into poverty-stricken nations like Nicaragua or in different places in Asia as well. And you go amongst the poorest of the poor where they actually live in the garbage dump or eat out of the garbage dump. And you go there to bring joy, to bring provision as well, but mainly to bring Jesus. So really, you're going to a dark place, a hellish place, and you're bringing heaven into there, which is what we're called to do, isn't it? Can you share some of the things that have happened on these outreaches?
Well, Psalm 113 says, who is like the Lord, how lofty he is, yet he stoops down to the needy and the dirt and the garbage dump. It actually specifies in Psalm 113 the word garbage dump. And so Winnie is totally identifying with that because she's got this passion. And together we go and visit the people who live. I mean, actually, infants are born and raised there. Some of them have never left that place. And so this is an actual dwelling place. So we just go there and honor them as human beings and hug them and love them. And sometimes they just give us their elbow because their hands are so dirty. But we just work our way to their hands and love them sing, play, violin, sing. In fact, I tell you this, recently we went with the students of Bethel School. They took a whole 40 of them in Central America. And I was a couple of days later because I finished a conference with others in Cheyenne, actually, in L.A. So I took the red-eye flight from L.A. all the way to Houston and then all the way to Nicaragua to Managua. So, I mean, it's practically not even sleeping all night, and I'm arriving very tired, but straight to the garbage dump. They take me in the truck. So I bring the violin, and these two students are ministering to the ladies, and the ladies are kind of, they don't even want to look at you. They're just kind of embarrassed or, you know, bashful or whatever, and just like, and invading this space and hugging them, and they don't know what to do. So I start playing, and all of a sudden, they start moving, and, you know, you can feel, before you know it, they lifted their faces and look at you, and it's like life began to come. They accepted Jesus. But one of the students said, George, as soon as you started playing the violin, Jesus showed up behind you in a white wedding suit with a pink flower.
Wow.
I go, oh, Lord. Anytime, all night I'll play anyway, just for you to show up. You know, I mean, here he is in this filthy place, but shows with the, because he's making bright out of that.
Because he's bringing heaven to earth.
He's bringing heaven, and I marry you. I'm coming from heaven. Make heaven here for
you. And you know what? Because you and Whitney and your teams went, and you carried Jesus in you, it gave him opportunity to express that love to the children, to the people that live in the dumps. And you go to the gypsies as well,
gypsies,
and wanderers, you know, and they're looked down upon, they're despised by others, but God looks down on them, and he says, whoa, these are favored ones in my eyes, and I want to bring heaven to earth.
The gypsies are so beautiful. They have a nature that makes them with you right there, right now. I never seen any nation, a kind of a group of people that's so, if you're happy, they'll be happy with you. You know, I mean, they're like that, very sensitive. So we've befriended them. And actually, one of the gypsy kings become like a son to me. He calls me dad. And that neighborhood has exploded in a similar revival that we're still flowing since the 90s.
Wow.
Meetings every night for 18 years now. Every night, worship in the center of this neighborhood of 8,000 gypsies.
So heaven came to earth,
to earth,
because you were willing to go and present the love and the joy of Jesus. So it's still there and spreading, probably, because they're probably taking it and spreading it. Right?
Let me tell you what happened. First of all, it was majority was a Muslim. So there's no more Muslims among them. They're all accepted the Lord because of the healings and miracles. When the Muslims see tumors falling off, which they see as, you know, as we minister, then it was a violent neighborhood with pimps, a lot of that, drugs. Now, all violent crime has gone. Everybody's is gone, and it's so radical that...
Come on, just a sec. Now, these are gypsies, so they're known. They have a reputation for engaging in crime, being dishonest, stealing, all that. And you're saying that all the violent crime is gone.
Gone. And more than
because
that...
Because heaven came to earth.
Came to earth. The police have not gone there for a decade and a half. A whole neighborhood is safer, according to the records of the city. This neighborhood is more safer than anywhere else in the city because Jesus is there and has brought this.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a EU money. We're talking transformation from the inside. Like heaven has come.
Right. Change them on the inside.
And change them on the inside. And there's so much authority in the pastor, the police actually calls the pastor, there's a trouble, because he comes and brings the peace, because it flows out. That heaven just doesn't just show up, but goes out and begins to invade the crime. It begins to invade and makes peace and makes, you know.
I love it, Georgianne. That's awesome.
So that's,
when you were mentioning about the tumors were falling off, I just want to boast in the Lord just for a minute now. You and I were in a meeting last night, and God was moving by his spirit. And a woman came up to me, and she had a tumor in her hand.
Wow.
And she said, this just fell off my neck onto the ground. And I picked it up off the ground. Here it is. I said, you better put that into a baggie and keep it and celebrate what Jesus did. Because she had gone to a doctor. The doctor was actually going to have her in to do a little surgical thing on her to get rid of the tumor. And but there she was in the presence of the Lord, worshiping. And someone came and prayed for her, and the tumor fell off. That's heaven to earth, heaven on earth.
Wow.
There's no tumors in heaven.
There's no tumors in heaven.
There's not one tumor in heaven. All right. Well, Georgianne, we're going to be right back. But this is really exciting. Did you know that if you have Jesus on the inside of you, you know, you can bring heaven on earth too. You don't have to just hide your light under a bushel. You can actually let that glory of heaven out and transform the world that you live in. Transform your realm of influence. And we're going to find out more about that right after this break.
Are you in need of a breakthrough? Spiritual Revolution by Patricia King is a handbook that teaches you to harness the power of God to overcome any obstacle. Order now for only $20 and you'll also receive Decrees to Create Your World, an audio CD to help you declare God's blessing, protection, and presence over your life. Call 866-980-5464, ask for television offer 317, order online at patriciaking.com, or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
Georgianne, let's talk about children at risk in the world today, because in heaven, no children will be at risk.
No.
Every child is safe in the arms of Jesus. Mm. That is the atmosphere of heaven. And in fact, I've had some heavenly encounters where I've actually seen children in heaven happy and playing and, you know, just rejoicing. We have a book in our resource store, and it's called Adventures with the King, the Heavenly City. And I actually do a little story in there about the children and the play and the different things that they experience. And it's based on some things that I've seen when I've been in the glory realm. But on the earth, there are children suffering. Mm-hmm. And you and your wife and team have actually gone all around the world mm-hmm. and brought heaven to earth for these children. Now, the world might call them orphans, but you've actually delivered them from being orphans. They're not orphans anymore. They're children.
Our sons and daughters.
Yeah, exactly.
And as moms and dads do, we're committed to provide for them their food, their clothing, their place, everything they need to grow, education, to grow into, you know, independent adults. So we're committed in a monthly way. You know, and we started in Nicaragua with one orphanage 3 years ago. You were witnessing that. We declared it together when we were in your conference together. And so At one point, we realized that once they become 14, we have to let them go. So then we says we need to build an orphanage for still the older ones, so we don't lose our girls. We can't lose our girls. There's six of them, but they're our kids now. So so we built that. But that's pretty much the only one we've built. The rest of them we're discovering are places where missionaries are built, but there's no money to function.
Right.
So we have. Now we're discovering facilities all over Asia right now. We're following your footsteps, Patricia. You're the leader. A couple of years ago, you were beginning to share, you know, and says we have to step out in Asia. And actually, we're supporting one of you. We're your supporters because we teamwork.
Yeah.
You know, and one of your rescue team, and we're supporting one of their monthly operations. We followed them this year prophetically. We took a whole bus full of people from Bangkok, Pattaya, the area where they explode them, and then we're, you know, going all the way to Cambodia where they came out. So we followed that route just
beautiful.
To prophetically support like a highway of holiness so that until it's all,
because those children
go home, you know,
those children have been trafficked
totally.
And they have been exploited for sexual purposes, sold into brothels. They're actually children's brothels. And you've been there. You know, you've seen a whole block of children's brothels where children are raped by pedophiles day in and day out. They come in from all over the world to buy sex with children. And that is just not okay. You will never find that in heaven.
No.
So we should not find it in the earth. Because if the church is bringing heaven to earth, we can change it. So by your efforts and by what you're doing, you are bringing heaven to earth. You are bringing light into the darkness. And every single little step we take to release a little portal of light here, portal of light there, eventually we're going to crack the whole thing open, Georgianne, and every child will be safe. Every child will know what it's like to be enveloped by the love of God and live in a heavenly environment rather than that living hell.
And we're stepping as authority. It's illegal, actually, internationally. It's illegal for that to happen.
Yes.
And so we're stepping on that, yeah. not on something that we're trying to make up. We're actually standing with the United Nations, with the human body and together. And then we're stepping in from Thailand. We went into Burma because Burma have a child soldier issue, a huge child soldier issue. We're talking a smallest country, relatively, has the largest army in the world. Over 50,000 children are carrying AK-47. I used to carry that when I was a soldier. It's a huge gun. It does not belong on the neck of an 8-year-old or 10-year-old or even 12-year-old. Yeah. It's illegal, you know. So we're just invading that. We have 3 homes now, 2 which has 70 of these. It's a rescue home, 70 former child soldiers safely up in the northern.
You know what I've been observing is that where God is leading people to rescue children at risk, that revivals are breaking out. And Burma, as an example, is having pockets of revival now and harvest like never before. Cambodia, it was a hellhole when we first went in there. And it was such hard ground, you know, and there was very few getting saved. Well, now it's harvest time in Cambodia. But there is a focus from the Lord on that nation right now. And the more people go in to be a voice for children, the more of the greater realm of harvest you see, because heaven moves on the compassion that we have for children.
Yeah. And you know, the killing fields in Cambodia wiped out the people in their 40s and 50s are not there. There's grandparents and young adults, but there's no fathers and mothers, you know. Right. And so we're raising fathers and mothers from the younger families and, you know, teaching them how to be seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus so that we could raise a whole, I mean, we have opportunity to have a whole young generation raised in the lap of God. That is heaven on earth. That is putting God's arm around the children and living with that. What we experience, we can give away. You know, we've experienced God as a daddy. You know, he's not just a father somewhere, but he's our daddy. He's Abba, his daddy. And
Georgie, share with us, we just have about, you know, a couple minutes left, but can you share with us, because I love this emphasis that you carry. You have such a heart, especially for the young husbands and wives and their families. Yeah. And you and Winnie have contended in prayer and decree, but you're acting on it too and building relationship with them in that. But the Bible says that we can have marriages that are like heaven on earth. Exactly. Can you share a little bit about how you've been bringing heaven to earth in that realm too?
Well, first the Lord brought heaven to our marriage. And in the mid-90s, the Holy Spirit fell and it touched that marriage. And I re-experienced new love for my wife. And actually, she became partner of a minister together. Before it was my ministry, she couldn't keep up kind of. And now she's a partner.
Right.
So we are 2 of us, a couple, you know, and we raised our daughter in it. So Lord says, put your arms around young couples because, you know, it says that children's angels are before God's eyes, the front. So because they're vulnerable, you know.
Right.
And so the younger they are, the more vulnerable, the closest, because he wants to protect those babies.
Right.
He can't protect those babies, got to protect mom and dad.
Right.
So as we protect mom and dad and see them in deep heaven, then their baby is going to be raised in the lap of God. We're talking Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, natural leaders. In 10 years from now, it's not a shortcut to success, but it's raising. Because the kingdom of God is a family, father-son relationship and friendship. They came to befriend Abraham. So we're raising that. And that's a permanent shift on earth.
I love it. And I've actually watched you pray for young couples, and it just touches my heart. I can feel the authority, and I can feel the love. And I know, like, I can literally see sometimes, like, heaven coming to earth, because there's things that would try to destroy a marriage, like even affections for another or you know, like not having enough money and the strain on that. But when you're living in a heavenly environment in the earth, there's a trust in God that just brings everything into peace. And that's why I've seen you pray for young couples. And you know, there's someone watching right now that you're a young mother and you have children at home and you're being touched by this, and I just see heaven coming all over you, you know, and giving you peace and giving you joy and enveloping you in love, ministering to you so that you can bring heaven on earth to your household. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Are you in need of a breakthrough? Spiritual Revolution by Patricia King is a handbook that teaches you to harness the power of God to overcome any obstacle. Order now for only $20 and you'll also receive Decrees to Create Your World, an audio CD to help you declare God's blessing, protection, and presence over your life. Call 866-980-5464, ask for television offer 317, order online at patriciaking.com, or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love?
The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation. I'm seeing a pastor right now, and you've been feeling really dry, and you're listening to this message. You're saying, that's the missing ingredient. And the Lord says, you're going to start to preach heaven on earth. And in your church, you're going to create a whole culture of heaven on earth.
I see a young lady, probably late 20s, and you have three children. And you're saying, can this be true for my situation? And, a husband has abandoned you. But God says, I'm sending my husband, my spirit. To marry you. You are not abandoned by me. In fact, you're a high priority for me. Just receive right now. Just the Lord as your husband. Just receive him. Jesus, receive him as my bridegroom. And he will begin to minister to you. And then Daddy, Abba, will love on your children like a best father there is.
There's someone watching right now, and you've actually said, I'm living in a financial hell because everything has been one pressure after another after another. And you don't know how to get out of it. You just feel absolutely trapped. But I decree over your life that a portal of the Lord's glory realm is going to come down. He meets all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so your financial hell is going to shift into a glorious heavenly future. You just take that by faith. Let all the fear get drained out. Let all that apprehension go. And let your expectation arise because God is going to finish off that season you've been in and enter you into a brand new one that is heavenly and divine. I want to thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And I want, above all else, that you, every single viewer, would live in a heavenly state on earth. And here's the key. To understand that you are loved by God with an everlasting love. You really, really are. We'll see you next time.